I am so glad we're almost done. Just a few more minutes, and we'll be on winter break. I am so ready to get out of this hell they call school, where we really don't learn anything, and totally don't use Google to get all the answers. You know it's bad when even the teachers encourage it. My history teacher asked us last class to raise our hands if we Googled the answers. And naturally, no one did, because why would we admit that? Well, he looked at us and was like, well, shoot, I would have Googled it. That's being resourceful. Like, bro, what? No way our teacher is encouraging it. He does have a point, though. In a way, it is still learning. Looking up answers online is literally education. Anyways, I'm just ready to get out of here and enjoy a much-needed break from school. Which I did want to ask, do you have any plans for this winter break? Anything fun? Nothing? Nothing at all? Well, I can't lie. I'm in the same boat. I don't really have anyone to do things with, even if I wanted to. And whenever I do get the urge to go out and actually live, I get discouraged since I'll be alone. So I end up rotting all day. Another day wasted to doom scrolling, watching YouTube, and binging anime. You know what I want to do? I really want to go to that theme park nearby. I hear they decorate the park for the wintertime. I bet it's very festive. Plus, I'm actually kind of a big coaster nerd. Like, it's bad. I'm over here looking into coaster manufacturers and all that stuff. I won't bore you with that talk, though. I don't need any more bullying from anyone. You know, if you're free, we could go together if you wanted. Since it looks like we both aren't doing anything. It sounds like it could be a nice change of pace. I was thinking of going by myself already, but I think having you tag along would make it much better. So what do you say? Sounds like a plan. Oh my goodness, thank gosh. That felt like purgatory. Dude, let's get the heck out of here. Here, follow me. I know a shortcut to avoid everyone. See how quick that was? And we didn't have to deal with all the other students flooding the halls. I know sometimes it can be overwhelming. But anyways, the theme park is actually really close by, so we can head straight there. By the way, if you get bored or just feel like leaving, you can leave anytime. I won't keep you trapped with me. I don't want you to feel like you had to come with me, you know? Just in case you felt pressured to say yes earlier. Sorry, not saying I want you to leave. I'm just giving you a little disclaimer and don't want you to feel like you're stuck with me. I've definitely said yes to things that I regretted, but I hope you'll enjoy the theme park with me. Have you ever been to this one? Ooh, so it'll be a first for us both. How exciting. And there's another park I used to go to quite a lot. I would go by myself and just speedrun the entire park. It was kind of funny, though. It could be a random Tuesday around noon, And I would just say, screw it. I'm gonna go get on some roller coasters. Plus, by yourself, you can cheat code the lines. Some rides have single rider lines, which pretty much takes you right to the front. And they just fill in empty seats on rides with those single riders. So almost no wait time at all. Which, have you gotten on any big roller coasters before? No? Oh boy. Well, if you're scared, we don't have to get on anything crazy. Just some chill stuff. Even walking around is cool with me. But if you're feeling big and brave, I definitely want to get on some of the big ones. Oh, and if you look ahead, you can actually already see some of the bigger ones. I've always liked that about theme parks, how you can see the bigger rides from a distance. Like that one right there ahead of us is definitely an RMC coaster. What they do is go around to parks that have these old, crappy wooden coasters and convert them into a steel and wood hybrid. And their work has turned these old and rough wooden coasters into some of the best coasters in the world. Not even joking. I am for sure getting on that. Oh, and then that coaster behind looks like it might be a B&M invert. Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to start rambling. I know it's silly. I said I wouldn't bore you with that stuff, so I need to keep my word. Oh, by the way, did you check the weather for tonight? I'm not dressed the warmest, so hopefully not too cold. I mean, I actually love the cold, but if you're gonna be out for a while, you're probably gonna want some thicker layers on. We'll worry about that later though, because we're here. And don't worry, I'll pay for you. I did invite you after all. Oh my glob. This place looks so freaking beautiful with all the holiday lights up. Very festive indeed. This is making me happy. Okay, honestly, after all that walking, I kind of want to take a little break before doing anything too scandalous. How about we do a 2-in-1 and get on the Ferris wheel? We get to enjoy the Ferris wheel giving us uppies with the nice scenery of the park and lights. And we get to rest our legs in the process. Sounds like a win-win to me. What do you say? Alright, bet. Let's do it. Ugh. Forgive me, my legs suck. Sometimes they get worn out kind of fast. Like at anime conventions, I'm constantly needing breaks. But this is nice and cozy. Yeah, the seats in here may be hard as a rock, but it gets the job done. And we're off. You know, a lot of people call these things boring and pointless, but I don't think they're looking at it the right way. It's supposed to be nice and relaxing. Just taking in the world around you. And you feel like you're in your own little world in here. And look at that view. Wow. I actually really love this. Uh-oh. Why did we stop moving?
Attention riders. We're experiencing technical difficulties. Do stand by as we get things sorted out. Expect a 10 to 20 minute delay. Oh, I fucking hate this job. Wait, is the mic still on? Oh shit.
No way that just happened. Are we actually stuck up here? Honestly, I'm perfectly okay with this. Plus, we stopped at the very top. How lucky is that? But Oh my goodness, did it get cold fast? What the heck, dude? Why must the weather be bipolar like this? I'm starting to shiver. You aren't cold? How are you not? I don't believe you. Hands or ears? Pick one. I lied. I'm gonna feel them both. Busted. And yeah, your hands are pretty cold, if I say so myself. And as for your ears, well, they are ice cold. Did you just not notice it? Or were you trying to wear a poker face and look tough? Either way, you can't go on like this. Here. Let me try and warm them up for you. Sorry. Hope this isn't weird. Just, I don't want you to freeze your ass off. And I know ears are sensitive, so we can't have them freezing like this. Is that better? If you need me to do more, just let me know. Oh, but don't think I forgot about your hands. Hand them over. I'm just gonna give you some nice hand rubbies. If you want, you can pretend it's a hand massage. Either way, it'll help keep you warm. And you know, this is helping me keep my hands warm too. Talk about thinking of portals. Are you okay if I scoot closer to you? Sorry, I'm just getting cold overall. Maybe your body heat will save me. I know we haven't been here all that long so far, but I just want to say thank you for coming with me. Like I said before, I always went to other theme parks alone. And while I enjoy doing it and being able to speed around the park, it always made me sad seeing all the groups around me, especially during a time like this when it's very festive and, dare I say, romantic. Just kind of bums you out, you know. So, I'm glad you're with me right now. And I hope you enjoy your time here as well. The night is still young, though. And we have much to do. Assuming this Ferris wheel gets fixed. Oh, since we're stuck up here, do you want a snack? Shh, don't tell anyone. But I snuck my Pocky in. Here, take one. They're yummy. Which, do you by chance know the Pocky game? Well, I've never done it, but it goes something like this. So, you take one Pocky stick, put it between us like this, while facing each other. And you go ahead and put your mouth on that end, and I'll bite down on this end. And then we both make our way towards the middle. So get closer and closer and closer. I don't really know the rules, to be honest. I don't know what makes who the winner and who the loser. I just see people Lady and the Tramp style these Pocky sticks all the time. Maybe if we do it again, we'll figure it out. Here, close your eyes this time so you don't feel awkward about it. Are you ready? Sorry, I lied. I don't have any more Pocky. I really like you. I'm not good with words, so I'd rather my actions do the talking. But you're super cool, and I really love all the times I get to talk with you. And you honestly make me very shy. I know it might not seem like it, but you do. My heart starts feeling funny when I think of you. And right now it's kind of beating at a million miles per hour. Oh. Thank you. I think I needed this hug. You're so warm. You're gonna make me never want to get up. You better be careful. You're gonna make me demand more physical attention like this. Not my fault you give such amazing hugs. you look at that. I guess they finally fixed the Ferris wheel. We're finally free. So, what shall we do next? Feeling up for one of those big, scary rides? Don't worry. I'll hold your hand and keep you safe. Come on, let's go.